I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Police Chief Mike Angeli. He is currently acting as the city manager while the city manager himself, Bill Vita, is away on business for the city. We talked about the agenda for the upcoming meeting of the Marquette City Commission, which will be this Monday at 7 o'clock at City Hall in Marquette. We talked about items on the agenda, including an update on funding for renovations and changes at the Cinder Pond Marina. Here's more on that and more from the agenda with Marquette City Police Chief Mike Angeli.
The community development block grant that we had applied for last year when the marina building fell apart.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
And the reason this is kind of a nice story is that we received a grant for around $79,000 that was supposed to be used for the demolition and the movement of the utilities during that process. Well, the good news is that the insurance paid for all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have this $79,000, and the waterways people have told us that we can now use that money for future use with the rebuilding and repairing of that facility.
That's very good. Well, coming up also on the agenda are some other discussions, presentations. Going to hear from the presentation on the Father Marquette Park from the Marquette Beautification and Restoration Committee and some of the folks involved with that. And also, actually, it's a lot of park discussions here, including a presentation on Smoke-Free Presque Isle Park and Harbor Advisory Committee. A couple of quick notes on that.
Sure. The Father Marquette Park presentation is from the Beautification Committee and Restoration members. They want to do some improvements to the park.
Mm-hmm.
They want to give the commission an idea of what they have in mind, the budget process they're looking at, and the possibilities of where money might come from. And of course, those are always the big questions. You know, where's the money going to come from? And I think they're going to be looking for some direction from the commission as to how to go forward or if to go forward. And that'll be an interesting discussion. Then there's also a group from the Presque Isle Advisory Committee who'd like the commission to consider making Presque Isle Park smoke-free.
Mm-hmm.
And that has some merit because, you know, there is a problem with occasional litter and things around the tobacco products. And I think that's what they're looking at mostly. You know, we've had some discussions in the past regarding cigarette butts, for example, into the sewer systems, eventually getting into Lake Superior and that kind of thing. So I think they're just looking for some advice or some direction. And then the Harbor Advisory Committee is giving their regular annual report to the commission.
Also coming up, the usual recommendations and welcoming of people to boards and committees in the city and appointments, and always certainly something to consider for folks to get involved. Then a fairly lengthy consent agenda, at least in the sense of just the usual typical bits. But under new business, we talked a little bit about the waterways grant addendum to the Cinder Pond Marina project. But there's also a couple of things, including discussions with Smart Zone Satellite Agreement with the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and a request to create an ordinance for tourist-oriented design signs in business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the sign issue is that between the city and Marquette Township, we want to put up some signage through MDOT that will give people some idea of what is in town, tourist-oriented things and directions on how to get there. And, of course, you need to go through the permitting process of putting things in Michigan Department of Transportation right-of-ways and those kind of things. So it's a good thing for tourism, an informative thing. And then the Smart Zone Satellite Agreement is something that we have to now do through the MEDC to continue the process of developing the Smart Zone. It's a similar agreement that will be implemented in other communities that are involved as well.
That's the comments of Marquette City Police Chief Mike Angeli, acting as city manager while Bill Vita is away on business. The meeting will be Monday evening, 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.